from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. We made it to Thursday. Can we keep it going? I think so.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm optimistic. That's how we roll here.
Mr. Sunshine, we call him off the air.
It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
6:08, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Quick reminder, subscribe to the Bob Rose Podcast. It's got everything. Everybody on it, every minute. Bob Rose Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, subscribe. The big story, of course, unfortunately, is the Appalachian High School shooting in Georgia. You've got four dead, 2 14-year-olds, 2 math teachers, a male and a female, adult teachers. Another one of these tragedies. And, of course, politically, the first thing that Democrats do, Kamala and Joe, start running and talking about the ridiculousness called gun control. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to go through all the how ineffective it is and how areas with the most anti-gun laws are the ones that seem to suffer the most. Chicago is, of course, an example. He's 14 years old, the alleged shooter. 14. Oh. He cannot buy a gun legally anywhere in the United States of America. Not anywhere. He's 14. So you tell me what exactly the gun control law that would alleviate the possibility of this occurring in the future. What if he used a car? He's not old enough to have a driver's license and ran kids over.
Would they have called for car control?
No.
No.
They would have said he took something that's normally used for transportation, like a tool, and misused it and abused it to harm kill others.
But see, that would be logical thinking.
And then the other thing is, you know, this will garner a ton of media attention. Isn't that exactly what these individuals who are a little off, a little sick, isn't that part of what they crave?
Yeah.
Isn't that why they do what they do and how they do it? Nobody can, I mean, it's hard to turn away when you think about, and there was 9 other people that went to area hospitals that were wounded as well. So don't forget about that. But these kind of individuals, yeah, they want to be known for it. Even though some know it's like going to be in posterity.
Oh, yeah.
But this kid is, he's still around because school resource officers reacted quickly and were able to stop him. So what are we going to do? Rehash the whole thing over again? This will get way too much media attention.
Yeah.
Why didn't fentanyl get this kind of attention? How many kids were dying of fentanyl? Illegal drugs are illegal. We already have all the laws. Is that part of it? Or because it leads back to the border? What about the crimes against children committed by illegal aliens? It would seem to me that those might be things that you could help prevent or at least push the odds higher in the favor of safety by, I don't know, secure borders, for instance. That would stop the fentanyl. That would stop the illegals. You've got gangs now in the streets, armed.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, doesn't take away the seriousness of it, of course. Do they have metal detectors at the school? Have they taken all the safety you know, options that they possibly can. I mean, apparently, I think the classroom, according to one report that he went back into, the alleged shooter, like he was out and then he knocked on the door to get back in. It was locked. You know, so they opened the door for him. Then he came in and shot people.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like you can have these safety things of, oh, we keep the doors locked, we do this, we do that, but you have to follow through with it. You have to be vigilant. You have to do it every day. And then even then, is it going to prevent somebody at some point doing exactly what he did? No. You can't prevent all bad things from happening in a country that's essentially free. That's one of the drawbacks is, you know, because you can't control, because not everybody wants to be controlled, but because you can't control everybody, you're going to have these anomalies or outliers or whatever you want to call them. Because thousands, you know, well, actually millions of kids go to school every day and never face that kind of thing and will never face it throughout their lifetimes. So you have to give everything that you look at now has to have some real perspective. And what did I ask a long time ago? Are they looking at the mental health of the individual? I mean, their whole past, their whole timeline of growing up. Gather information. Did they suffer from some form of mental illness? What was it? Were they on medication? How many different medications? How long were they on the medications? Were they off them at the time? All of these things, that's actually real, actionable information you can use. Have you known them to do that? Have you known them to release these things? I know the HIPAA, medical records and all that, but something needs to be waived when it's in the commission of, you know, heinous capital crime.
Agreed.
And I'm not going to go too far out here, but are pharmaceutical companies not wanting to, you know, participate? And I'm just asking the question.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Because it would seem like we would maybe have at least a few more answers. But here's the one that is really going to... It's really going to push your buttons.
Oh.
He was on the FBI's radar. He was on the FBI's radar a year ago.
Wow.
So similar to that Stoneman Douglas thing, right, where law enforcement and others have been called on a regular basis, the FBI was made aware of the suspected school shooter back in 2023 during the course of investigating the sources of online threats. The FBI, in a joint statement with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, revealed... I don't even want to say his name. I mean, that's what he wants.
Yeah, don't have to.
That he was on law enforcement's radar more than a year before this shooting occurred. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution noted in May of 23, the FBI's National Threat Operations Center received several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting. Do we not have the apparatus to track that down? The FBI? I mean, you didn't get one report. You didn't get two. You received several. So there's a lot of areas that we need to look at where we can do better. Next time, hate to say it, to prevent a next time.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Carl Zalek on the show, Mark Herm on the show, State Senator Blaise Ingolia. So we've got a lot of folks lined up. There's other topics that we're going to talk about as well. I can promise you that. So stay with us. It is 6:16, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It's 6:21, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, the weekend's almost here. More football? Yes.
Here you go.
Cool weather on the way? Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not so quickly. Just hang in there, my friends. The top story, of course, is the shooting at the high school in Georgia. Four dead. That would be two teachers, two 14-year-olds. The suspect is a 14-year-old, and he was on the radar. FBI received, stuff about online threats that date back a year. And I don't know what the follow-up was yet, but we'll dig into that. But immediately, of course, almost overreactionary, as usual, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden start to talk about gun control.
Immediately.
The kid was 14 years old. There is not a single place where he could legally buy a gun. All right, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, Jack, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. I'm sitting here listening to you guys about the whole gun control thing about the school shooting, and I realized there's a verse in the Bible that says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." And I think the key to all of this is a lack of knowledge. If we start teaching our kids at a young age about gun control and about firearms and our Second Amendment rights, we could raise our children with a respect for firearms and not a fear for them. And I just believe that that's what needs to happen. Instead of gun control and banning firearms, we're a Second Amendment nation. We have the right to bear arms, but we're not teaching our kids how to use that right properly in our nation. And I think that if we educate our children starting at a very young age in elementary school and up into high school, where you can have, an armory in a school and you could be teaching kids marksmanship and basic, proper usage of firearms, there could be a complete shift in the dynamic in regards to firearms and how to use them in our nation.
Well, very, very well said. And it wasn't that long ago where most high schools, especially in the South, they had programs, marksmanship. Sure, you could be, an athlete competing in shooting sports. And, of course, everybody remembers back, or a lot of people do, back to a time when to have your gun in the rack of your truck or whatever because you were going to go hunting, say, after school, never created a problem. And I agree with you in terms of learning respect for firearms, learning marksmanship, gaining a knowledge of all of that, I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it goes off the rails. These people that commit these kinds of atrocities aren't ignorant necessarily of firearms. In fact, they know how deadly they can be, and that's why they choose that tool. So in general, if you're talking about accidental shootings, kids playing with guns, those kinds of things, absolutely education would help. In these scenarios, these individuals are sick, and they want a tool that's going to kill as many people as they can, basically. And for doing that, it's a very efficient tool, unfortunately. So, again, what do we do? Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and the Reservist, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys know my background, and back in the day when we were putting deputies in the elementary schools, and I'm not going to mention the school because it's a great school, I was confronted in the parking lot, and the principal at the time asked me if I could keep my weapon in my patrol car, that it was upsetting the staff when I would come into school. So, you know, we need to educate. We need to educate the educators as well as the kids as well. So I asked her, I said, will you give me 2 minutes of your time? And she said, sure. You know, she had all the acronyms behind her name, PhD, all the good stuff. So I went into her office and I got a blank sheet of paper and I said, do me a favor, sign your name like you would sign a signature for the district, or you're signing a check for the school PTO or whatever. So she signed her name and I said, okay, put the pen down. And she said, okay, I'm not following you. I said, just humor me for another 30 seconds. I said, okay, sign your name. She went to sign her name and I grabbed the pen. She goes, what are you doing? And I said, sign your name. She goes, well, obviously I can't sign my name. You have the pen. And I said, obviously my weapon won't go off unless I have my hand on it. You guys have a great week. And
there you
have
go.
A great weekend. Go Gators.
All right.
Oh, yeah. And you can't use it if you need it, if it's in the car. I mean, come on.
Well, and he was law enforcement.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, random dad or whatever shows up, you know.
Right.
Carrying a sidearm.
Well, but think about it. How many times have we seen these stories of like a restaurant or a business who don't want law enforcement to come in and have lunch in uniform because the guns concern people? It's the good guys.
Well, we
You're
know
safe when they're there.
We know that either came from or was multiplied by that whole idea, you know, defund the police, and the police are all bad. It's systemic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's systemic.
Mm-hmm.
They're all infected. They're all bad. They're all evil.
Yeah, well.
I know.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It was school resource officers that stopped this 14-year-old.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Senator Rick Scott has a challenger, a Democrat challenger, but... you know, when questioned about non-citizen voting, well, it gets a little complicated, I guess. I'll explain as much as I can. Coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Wow, you almost went into like a Richard Simmons kind of a little dance there. I said, is he channeling this Tim Walz character?
Yeah. Oh.
Have you seen the side-by-side on that?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Walz and what was his
Richard
name?
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, Richard Simmons. Remember
not,
him
not
all
Gene
excited?
Simmons, yeah.
Yeah, not Gene.
Big difference.
I know. Spitting blood.
No, that's Kamala.
That's how they are for real.
That's Hillary.
This is how they come off.
Yeah.
Well, Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Satan. But no, it is. Somebody did take, they took the time to do the side-by-side videos of Walz coming on stage, and then you got Richard Simmons coming on stage, and it's like, wow, if, you know, Tim was, you know, 100 pounds lighter and a little more flexible, he would look, acting just like Richard Simmons.
Hey, look, most of us are facing challenges right now of all different natures, but if you're just surviving and not thriving, why don't you tune in tonight at 7 p.m. For an Odyssey conversation. This is at the corporate level. They put this piece together. I have not seen it or heard it. I understand it's helpful on inflation, the economy, interest rates, and more. So that is on the air here tonight at 7 p.m. I'm maybe guessing, I'm going to go so far as to say, would this be on a podcast that people could also get?
You would think so.
Okay.
They do love the podcast.
We know we're streaming it. We know there's different ways to get it. Okay. But tonight, 7 o'clock, check that out if you get a chance.
Yeah, be listening.
You know, early voting is coming up like mid-October, and in some places earlier than that.
I don't like that.
No, I don't either. I don't do like the concept of early voting. I think it should be like... Friday, Saturday, Sunday before the election.
Yeah.
Monday closed, Tuesday the day, and everybody's got to have their stuff in and counted and done by midnight. No exceptions.
No. Come on, get on it.
No exceptions.
This is the third world.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but you've got people voting before debates happen.
Yeah.
Other I was going to say interviews. Well, you know, from Donald Trump, you get an interview. But, you know, they were doing the breakdown. I think it was Hannity. Did the breakdown on the whole interview thing.
Mm-hmm.
How many that he and J.D. Vance have done versus like the 16 minutes of Kamala and who knows, 11 from Walz that meant nothing.
I saw something similar. It basically was 37-1.
Oh, yeah.
Was the breakdown with one legit interview with Kamala and Walz that did it together. All right.
Maybe legit isn't a word you should use, though.
Well,
it was an infomercial, as you put it.
Yes,
you
named it. It wasn't even legit. Correct.
You named it so right.
So, political analyst Mark Halperin, and there's going to be all kinds of analysts and experts, and you're going to hear about all of them as we get close. But I thought this was interesting. He argued that the battleground state of Pennsylvania may be in serious jeopardy for Kamala, and if it is, looking at an electoral map,
yeah,
it could be the difference maker. In other words, if she can't carry Pennsylvania, it could be, I think in his words, game over.
Wow.
Could be. All right? So that's an important thing. And even the, you know, many of the Democrats that are looking at this are concerned about exactly the same thing. And then, let's see, there was something else that was added by, oh, yeah. Back in 2020, Karl Rove put this together a couple days ago, actually, but I think it's worth bringing up. On this day in 2020, he said, Joe Biden was up 7.1% above Donald Trump in Real Clear Politics average. And at this point in 2016, Hillary was up 6.3%.
Wow.
So just kind of, you know, factor some of that in, I guess. The bottom line is we got to get out there and vote. But, yeah, with early voting, you're going to have people in this situation, especially with the way Harris and Walz are conducting a zero platform kind of a campaign. And what I mean by is if they're not putting out any policy points, then what exactly are you voting for? If you want the politicians to think Americans are even dumber than they already do, go ahead and pull that lever for D when you have no idea what they're going to do in terms of policy.
But, Bob, they're voting for joy. They want happiness and joy.
Well, everybody wants happiness and joy. I don't know that that's something you can vote for.
Because well, they're trying to run on that as a platform.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you could, we would.
Oh, yeah.
So, Florida, as we, you know, a big thing is election integrity. And we talked to Congresswoman Kat Kamick about this just, yesterday, I think. And you can get, I know you can get that for sure on the podcast. Wherever you normally subscribe, look for the Bob Rose podcast, hit subscribe. But election integrity is important. Didn't we think it was pretty a simple concept of an official state-issued identification?
Seems simple.
But Democrats fought it.
Yeah.
And now we've had an influx of, I don't know what the numbers are, but let's just say at a minimum, 8 million illegals over the last 3.5 years. Should we be concerned that they might cast ballots, even though legally they're not supposed to? Yes, there's a very good chance that is going to happen. Well, Rick Scott has a candidate running against him, the Democrat, Debbie McCarsel Powell, campaigning on protecting democracy.
Okay.
But she appears more passionate about election integrity overseas than in her own nation. She was born in Ecuador.
Okay.
And when they were asking about if she would support, you know, American elections, the safeguard American voter eligibility, the SAVE Act, that Republicans are pushing and promoting, legislation that would bar non-citizens from voting in federal election by expanding proof of citizenship requirements and imposing voter roll purge requirements on states. These are common sense, logical actions that should be taken.
Yeah.
This protects, exactly as it says, the integrity of the election process. But the campaign wouldn't respond to inquiries. Several days after Breitbart's unanswered inquiry, Newsweek published an exclusive interview with her on Venezuela, immigration, and Rick Scott. In the interview, she discussed the significance of election integrity in Venezuela, accusing, accurately, if not ironically, dictator Nicolas Maduro of trying to steal an election and targeting the opposition. Yet, we still can't or hear from her in terms of voting for election integrity here, where she's running for high office, Senate. It's 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. More headlines. And the deadly shooting in Georgia. That continues on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is, let's call it 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And we appreciate you supporting what we do. All right. I'll tell you something about, it's one thing, you know, they'll say, well, show me your friends. I can judge you by your friends or whatever. Right, you heard the old adage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so can you be friends with somebody who might not share your values? Yeah, you can be friends.
Sure.
Are you going to hire somebody who is going to be representative of who you are and what you believe? That, to me, means you have to be a little pickier.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
Listen to this radical, I mean radical woman, if I can call her that, because many Democrats, including a Supreme Court justice, don't know what a woman is.
I'm not sure.
Progressive Reverend Jennifer Butler. She's been brought on to the Kamala campaign to court people of faith onto the Harris-Walz ticket.
Okay.
Which, that would be a tough one. Don't worry about the dead babies.
Yeah.
Vote for Kamala anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just helping with marketing topics.
Yeah, she brings joy, but don't worry about the dead babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you named your fetus Joy,
yeah.
She actually could be a killjoy.
Yeah.
So listen to this. This is what a nut this person is. And so she's going to be representative of Kamala people supposedly of Christian faith.
Okay.
The Reverend Butler has argued that white supremacists have hijacked the Christian faith.
Oh, my goodness.
And now runs a program seeking to root out purported white nationalism from Christians.
Oh, my. What is,
well, no. I okay. Look, if you're taking it, is there an element of that? Yes.
You can find it anywhere, though.
The Klan.
Yes.
Most of those were Bible-believing folks.
That's true.
So, yeah, I mean,
I get it.
Right. But listen to her go on. Today we face fundamental threats to democracy. Of course, this is not a democracy. The Presbyterian minister said in her book, Who Stole My Bible, back in 2020. Now, this isn't like a dissertation that you do as a college kid and, you know, maybe smoking too much weed, Kamala. The wealthy are overwhelmingly white. And those are systemically, economically disadvantaged are the people of color. Well, the population of white people does make a difference in the numbers as well.
It's just math. Yeah, right.
The many-headed beasts reveal the corruption of the imperial system around us. The imperial cult of the United States of America, whose stock market booms while unemployment skyrockets, had numbed many of us to our own reality. She went on to claim that these catastrophes are an apocalypse, a revelation of greedy, bloodthirsty imperial beast beneath the fine linens. So is she trying to say that Kamala and the Democrats are not guilty of any of the things that she's talking about here?
Let me get something right here. I thought you were describing someone who was trying to get some, endearment from maybe the Christian community and be a good example to the Christian community and get them to vote for Kamala. I'm not liking what I'm hearing.
Well, this is her background. This is who she really is. This is not the version of her that you will get in the Kamala campaign, just like the version of Kamala changes, right?
Right.
So you've got a morphing there. You've got a morph to the center here. But she wrote a book. You have to know, when you have something that is published, those words are going to live on for a very long time. You can't deny them. All right. She also took aim at militarism and individualism. Said Christians need to come out of the closet and witness to the word of justice in the face of brutal empire asserting its control. They are to resist the temptation to go with a temptation to go with the flow of the imperial military status quo. Individualism, she went on to say, is triumph over care for neighbors and freedom over equality as communities of color are hardest hit. In other words, she is saying individualism is bad because you're more concerned with yourself than you are for your neighbors.
Hmm.
Of course, well, she's completely off of the mark on that. It's individualism that is protected by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that defends all people, whether they're of color or not, whether they're male or female. Yes, we made mistakes in the past. This is right now. So she's against individualism because she's for what she refers to as a democracy. Hmm. Well, remember what democracy truly is. Mob control. Mob control. That is not what our founding fathers had in mind. That is not the way the Constitution is outlined or the Bill of Rights. And she's saying, you know, if you're into individualism, then you don't care about your neighbors, basically. Yeah. And the freedom. So she's against freedom because that could be put in front of equality. So this is what she's saying is wealth redistribution.
Oh, that fits in perfect with Kamala.
Right. Wealth redistribution because you have to create equality. Even though your freedom, you have the freedom to start a business. And guess what? A lot of people do. And it doesn't matter the gender or the race. You start a business and guess what? You have the freedom to work 100 hours a week if you want. You have the freedom to give up your weekends to develop a business. You have the freedom to hire and grow that business and become successful in America. But that's not at all how she sees it. No, freedom is a bad thing. Equality has to come first. In other words, you work hard, you're just lucky. And you need to share that with your neighbors. This is communism 101, Marxists.
They want equity, not equality.
This is the nutbag radical that's supposed to reach out to Christians. Good luck. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.